You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Are you tired of the I can't mindset? The I'm not good enough mindset? Do you feel like your negative thoughts control your life? Well, you came to the right place. Because in the next 30 minutes, you will learn how to break free from the limiting mindset of anxiety, fear, victimization, depression, trauma, and self-hatred by reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's time to master your mind with Dr. Erica.
Hello, good people, and welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. Thank you so much for joining me today. Today is a good day, and I really encourage you to take a moment in your day to just take a deep breath and just blow out all of that toxins, stress, negative energy, fear, and just really give yourself a good breath. And just connect to your breathing and to your life force. I know that you know I am a psychologist with over 23 years of experience, and I am a daily user of CBD oil. I use CBD and I recommend it to my patients. The CBD at Hemp Happier is 100% USDA organic, natural, has no toxins, chemicals, or pesticides. CBD is legal in all 50 states without a prescription. The legal limit for CBD for THC is 0.3%, so it does not get you high. You can go to work and function and think without any worries. And it has benefits for both physical and mental health symptoms. That's anxiety, stress, depression, insomnia, focus. There are amazing benefits to daily CBD use. And so I encourage you, if you haven't, try it today. You can find it at my website, www.hemphappier.com. And my website that you can learn more about me and the services I provide is www.healthyminds.expert. Thank you so much again for joining me today. I have a fabulous woman with me today. Her name is Rebecca B. Thompson, and she is an experienced speaker, writer, consultant, facilitator, and coach with more than 30 years in the manufacturing, aerospace, and healthcare industries. She has been an internal and external consultant for many years, working with such companies as Eastman Kodak, General Motors, and Blue Cross Blue Shield North Carolina, mostly in the fields of leadership, team development, work systems redesign, organizational change, and culture change. She is just the woman we need right now. Currently, she is the principal of Evolve Without Limits, a coaching and consulting practice. But this is only part of her story. The rest is a chronicle of personal courage and spiritual expansion that defies conventional wisdom. From an engineer skeptic, she made a fascinating right turn. Frustrated by her now ex-husband's increasing alcoholism, Rebecca embarked on a healing journey which led her to explore a variety of spiritual practices. She learned how to love herself and found freedom from a situation in which she thought she was stuck. Along the way, she became a Reiki master, certified crystal therapist, and shamanic coach, and incorporates these areas of expertise into her consulting and coaching practice. But it is her talks with the moon that will amaze you. She tells her story in her new book, Rebecca Rising, How I Found Courage and Self-Love Through Friendship, Coaching, and Conversations with the Moon, a memoir chronicling her healing journey. Also, she and a friend and colleague, Darlene Ryan, co-authored Sunday at 8:30, Two Decades of Life Planning, That book shares the life planning process Darlene and Rebecca personally used and honed for over 20 years and includes helpful worksheets for creating your own life plan. So Rebecca is passionate about helping people to learn about self-love, to recognize their own strength, and to live with freedom, passion, and intention. And we are so blessed to have Rebecca Thompson here with us today as she tells us a little bit about this journey. So welcome, Rebecca. Thank you so much for giving of your time and of your, you know, your personal story.
Thank you so much, Dr. Erica. It is my very great pleasure to be your guest today. Delighted to be here.
So share with my listeners, really, I mean, you really took a transformational journey from an engineering consulting type mind to really take a chance on a spiritual journey. How did that evolve?
Right. Well, it didn't start out that way, Dr. Erica. It was very, very gradual process. And so thank you for that kind introduction. And you told some of it in there that, I started out as a small town girl in Western Pennsylvania and never exposed to anything metaphysical in nature. Just a very ordinary girl, and went off to school at Penn State and became an industrial engineer. And I met what became my husband, and we got married and both got engineering jobs, and he eventually started his own business. And, you know, we bought the house and put up the white picket fence, got a dog and started raising three kids. And it was just all very ordinary, kind of picture perfect life, until all of a sudden it wasn't, right? The economy took a turn and his business started to fail. And unfortunately, he succumbed to alcohol, and that was how he chose to cope with it. And so it just became a very difficult situation for us, for our relationship, for our finances. You know, I became increasingly frustrated because he wasn't willing to do anything to change his behavior. And so we had to move out of state. He ended up closing up his business, and he took a job, but it was out of state, and we made a move. And I just wanted to meet some people and rebuild my life and get involved in my new community. And so I just started saying yes to a lot of invitations that I got, and for a variety of things. And the very first thing was a dowsing class to learn how to use dowsing for divination. I'd never heard of such a thing. I didn't know anything about that. And
dowsing.
Using rods. You know, I had heard of dowsing as like using a forked stick to find water. You know, that was the only thing I knew. But what it is a process using, you could use a pendulum, but in the class that I took at that time, we used dowsing rods, which were just metal rods that were swinging on handles. And the idea is that through the energy loose in the universe, coming through us, up through the ground, that we are able to ask yes or no questions and get answers. So it's a divination process. And I, again, coming straight out of the corporate and engineering world, having no background in anything like this, I thought, whoa, you know, this is pretty far out, right? This is pretty crazy. And I thought you had to have some special powers to do these kinds of things. And I thought, I don't have any powers, you know, to do something like this. But sure enough, just by taking this one day class, I learned that we do have, indeed, we all have these powers to tap into the energy that's available to us in the universe, and to have questions answered, and just tap into that wisdom that's available kind of through the spirit world. But I had never been exposed to anything like that before, but I was hooked when I just saw the results of it. And so then I continued to say yes. I think that's one of the things that really led to my transformation, is my willingness to say yes to the experiences that were offered to me. And I went on, as you mentioned in the introduction, to become a Reiki master and to learn about crystals and to learn about spirit animals and become a shamanic practitioner. And so many more things, exploring past lives, I mean, just all kinds of things. And I was like a sponge soaking it up. I'd never been exposed to anything like that before.
That's very open-minded of you. That's very open-minded of you, because you went from an analytical profession and career, which, you know, worked well for you, to complete metaphysical sciences, which was different. Can you tell us a little bit about what you learned with the Reiki and the crystals? I think those are such interesting sciences.
Yes, very much so. Again, after taking the dowsing class, I was invited to a Reiki class by the same instructor. Again, I knew nothing about Reiki. What is that? So decided to take the class just because the some of the other women in the dowsing class were also very involved in Reiki and had wonderful things to say about it. But basically, it's a method of laying on hands. It's mentioned in the Bible, even laying on of hands to promote healing. It also provides relaxation and stress reduction in addition to promoting healing. And it's all just, anybody can do it. It doesn't require superpowers, just some simple instruction. And it's just really provides a sense of well-being. It's just a wonderful thing. And it can be sent long distance. You don't even have to be in the room with someone to send them Reiki. So it's just a wonderful thing. And you can use it to clear the energy of a room. You can use it on your pets. So it's just a really wonderful way to enhance your life using the energy that's available to all of us in the universe. So that's very exciting. And I got interested in crystals as well. And again, as a skeptical person, I used to just think, well, that's just a lucky, you know, carrying a lucky charm in your pocket or something. You know, crystals are nice, they're pretty, but I didn't, again, understand how they could have any special powers. But if you think about it, they really are connected to science in that we all vibrate. We're all made of atoms and molecules. And so we all vibrate at a frequency. And the human body, being mostly made up of water, is very fluid. And the crystals, having a much more stable molecular structure, that being the solid crystalline that they are, they have an influence. They're able to influence the lesser stable substance, right? And to help us to kind of conform to their vibration. So that is how they are helpful to us, because they each have these properties and are able to influence the structure of our own, the vibration of our own molecules. So it's really kind of, there's a science behind it, which I always love finding those connections between the science and the metaphysical. I think that there's a lot more there than I had ever suspected, and that maybe a lot of other people are not aware of as well.
So how did learning about these different metaphysical sciences help you evolve? You talk about being known as Becky and then kind of stepping into Rebecca.
Yes. Yes. As a result of this transformation, I decided to honor that by changing my name, which, I mean, my name has always been Rebecca on my birth certificate, but all my life I went by Becky from the time I was a little girl. But I think that the transformation occurred, you know, as I said, I came from a pretty narrow background, and I was in this marriage. I was becoming increasingly unhappy, but I believed that I should be married for life, you know, and that the good wife was going to stay married and follow her husband around to these different states, regardless of my unhappiness or, you know, I didn't think that was very important. I thought that my role, you know, was the important thing, and being a good mom and being a good wife and a good daughter and a good employee and all of those things. And I think opening up to these new philosophies and ways of looking at the world kind of opened me up to some new thoughts about myself as well. It's kind of where the whole moon came into play. And it, you mentioned in the subtitle of my book, I talk about conversations with the moon. And so if you like, I'll tell you the story.
Yes, please.
I was asleep in bed and my dog woke me up, and I was kind of not typical, but I thought, all right, she's got to go out. So we went out, and there was one of these big, beautiful full moons low in the sky. And it spoke to me, which, again, coming from the skeptic viewpoint, like, what, you know, I must be crazy, I must be dreaming. But I truly, it was, I heard a voice in my head, and it was coming from the moon. And the moon said to me, "You're missing the point." What? You know, what does that mean? You know, she went on to say, "You're missing the point. It's not about what you're going to do and what you're going to, where you're going to live." At the time, we were facing another move, and my now ex-husband was going through another job change, and I was trying to make a decision of whether to move with him to a new city. And you know, all of this stuff. And I had all this angst about it because, again, I had going through my mind, you know, good wife and my duty and all these things.
Follow the rules. Follow the rules.
Follow the rules, right? And what she said was, you know, it's not about where you're going to live. It's not about, you know, you can't look at all the pros and cons and make this decision. She said, you have to follow your heart. It's about how do you want to feel? How do you want to feel? And that was such a revelation to me. I had never even considered my own feelings as important.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was just a huge, you know, just so different from the mindset I was in. But I continued to have these conversations with her over the next weeks and months. And it was all about listening to my own heart, slowing down and not being so busy that I couldn't pay attention to how I was feeling. It was about sometimes I had to put my own needs first, which I think many of us, especially women, I'm sure men too, but I think especially women are kind of taught to take care of everybody else, you know, and yes. you can't pour from an empty cup, right? So if there's nothing there for yourself, you can't give it to somebody else. It's kind of that old, you know, what they say on the airplane, you put your own oxygen mask on first before you put one on somebody else, because you have to take care of yourself or there's just not going to be anything left. And I think I was at that point and I didn't even know, I didn't even understand it at all. And it took a while. This concept of self-love was, that's a very big concept if you're not there. You know, it's easy to say, oh yeah, you got to love yourself. But if you're not there, that's just too big. You know, so I think that it's a baby steps.
What does it look like? You know, what does self-love look like?
It took me a long time to learn that. I mean, it's partly just taking time for yourself. You know, I tell people now, my clients or I coach, find what you like to do and do more of that. You know, whether it's you want to take a hot bath or you want to take time for yourself to go for a walk or you just want to light a candle or, you know, have some chocolate, you know, whatever it is, find out what you love and just do more of that and put yourself first sometimes. It doesn't, and I know, you know, we're taught not to be selfish, but it really isn't selfish, again, if you're taking care of yourself so that you have something that left over to give.
One of the amazing things is the relationship that you had with your friend, Darlene, and creating the other book that you talked about, you all were committed to planning for your future. I mean, committed over, what is it, 2 decades?
Yes, it's been more than that.
Meeting twice a month, 8:30, Sunday evening, to say, this is what our intention is for our future.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about how that evolved, because that sounds like an amazing relationship.
Sure. Darlene and I have been friends for many, many years. We were young moms together and young engineers together, and we were working for the same company, and that company sent us to a class. It was called the High Achievers Process, and it was to learn to be more productive and get more done and achieve your goals and all, you know.
Complete opposite from what you
did. I know, right? But what we learned, I mean, we started applying this process to our work and we were getting more done. But then we started thinking about how could we apply this process to other areas of our life and realized it wasn't about getting more done, but it was about having an intentional life and doing the things that are really meaningful to us that we really care about so that we won't have regrets when we come to the end of it. So we started applying it in a different way. And we've actually kept in touch with our teacher from that original class, Claire Crittenden, and she, in fact, wrote the foreword to our book and is pleased that we took her work to a different level. So it's pretty exciting. But we have evolved this process, and we've been using it for well over 20 years. And when I moved here, I remember I said that we had to move out of state for my ex-husband, now ex-husband's job. And so that's when we made the commitment. Before that, we were living in the same city and we were working together, so we saw each other all the time. But we moved out of state and we were concerned that we weren't going to be able to continue doing this process. We weren't going to be able to keep in touch. But we made this commitment that we would speak on the phone regularly, and we have done that. I don't think we've missed more than one or two calls in 14 years, other than if one of us was out of the country on a vacation or a trip or something like that. So we have definitely, and if you do read my book, Rebecca Rising, Darlene is a major character in that book because I'm telling her all these things that happened to me during these Sunday night conversations. And she's offering me support and advice and just has been a wonderful friend to me throughout all these things. And of course, you know, we talk about life planning, but life doesn't always go according to plan, right? So it's making the most of what does come up and, you know, finding the gift in that and then replanning, right? What's the next, you know, what are we going to do? How are we going to recover? And what we do a retreat together every year. We spend a couple days and we review how the last year went, and we only celebrate. We never beat ourselves up for what we didn't accomplish or anything like that. It's all about, wow, look how much we did. Look how great it was that we thought about doing these things, because if we weren't intentional, you know, we wouldn't be creating these meaningful experiences for ourselves. And so it's really all about knowing what you want, you know, identifying what you want, choosing to do it, and then just taking steps towards it. And you know, the universe will rise up to meet you with resources. If you set that intention out there, things will just show up in your life. And you know, again, not always exactly how you expected it or how you planned it, but, you know, the universe is a friendly place and is conspiring in your favor if you set the intentions you want.
That's beautiful. And it sounds like it was a simultaneous transformation. What you were going through spiritually in your personal journey, having the support of your friend kind of doing the intentional planning, I mean, it really worked together to kind of give you that courage to say, I'm done. Enough is enough. And I'm enough. And I matter.
Yes. I think that was my key lesson in all of this, is that I'm worth it, you know, I can have the life that I want. And I got to a point where I knew that I wanted something different, and I knew that I needed to take steps, and I knew that it would be worth it and that I was worth it.
Yeah, that's a beautiful journey. And I think a lot of people right now, because of the quarantine, because they don't have that fast-paced life that they're used to, they're not going into the office, that they've actually had time to just sit. Yeah. And some of those emotions are stirring up the anxiety, the fear, the, like you were saying, what next? What's the next plan? How do they begin to kind of trust? You had the conversation with the moon, so it sounds like you had a revelation, awakening. How do they begin to stir up that inner voice?
Yes, I think, this has been a very interesting time, hasn't it? This 2020. And I think we needed it. I know it's been uncomfortable in many ways, and certainly the illness and loss of life, but, you know, I don't, you know, like to see that. But I think in general, as a society, as a community, that we needed to slow down. We needed to kind of take a look at our lives and what's important. And it is exciting to see people like outside walking with their kids and, you know, things like that we didn't have time to do.
The simpler stuff.
I think we had time.
Yeah.
We didn't think we had time. And guess what? We really do. And I there is a lot of discomfort coming up, and, you know, people overeating or over drinking, or, you know, it's finding ways to self-soothe, right? Because we have this anxiety, this underlying anxiety. I do think if you can meditate, or if you can journal, or if you can connect to nature, there are many, many ways to connect to the divine, right? And I was lucky that the moon reached out to me. You don't have to wait for the moon to reach out to you. You know, you can reach out to the divine, whether it's the moon or whether it's trees or just, you know, being in nature in whatever way that you enjoy, just lying in your bed and just asking your angels or your healing spirits or your animal guides, or, you know, however you view the divine, whether Jesus or Mary or Kuan Yin, you know, whatever your connection is, whatever resonates with you. There's, again, you reach out and they will reach back. they are there and they want the very best for you. And so, you know, and I, being human along with everyone else, you know, have to manage my anxiety. And again, there's ways of the world to soothe ourselves, but those are not satisfying for very long and can be harmful to us. So I think finding those spiritual ways to soothe ourselves is going to be better for us in the long run.
Yeah, and I do think that, like you were saying, people are realizing that they don't have to be on that hamster wheel. I call it like the rat race.
Yes.
It's like you're spinning and spinning with so much to do. And I think now that we have this space, we can really use it because it's temporary. I keep reminding people, this is a temporary space that we're in. Do the work now. Connect within now, because it will start to get busier again. You will get back into a different routine. But for now, take a deep breath and just be in the moment and really kind of look within to see what that next step for you might be. You know?
Yes, yes. And if we take the time to be quiet, then we'll hear the answers. They'll come.
Well, thank you for sharing. Let my listeners know, where can they learn more about you? Where can they find the book?
Absolutely. So my book is available on Amazon. It is in both Kindle and paperback version. So that is Rebecca Rising is my memoir, telling my story of my personal transformation. And then the book that my girlfriend Darlene and I wrote together, Darlene Ryan and Rebecca Thompson, and the book is called Sunday at 8:30. So again, you can find us both on Amazon. You can find me at my website, which is called www.evolvewithoutlimits.com. And so it has information about what I'm up to. I do speaking engagements. I do some one-on-one coaching. I will be doing some workshops, and I'm working on an online course for the Sunday at 8:30 life planning process. So lots of stuff in the works. And you can visit me on Facebook as well. There's a page for Rebecca Rising book, and there's a page for Sunday at 8:30 and my personal page. And I'm on LinkedIn and Instagram. So
what's your Instagram?
I have a personal one, which is Rebecca B. Thompson, and there's also one for Rebecca Rising book.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much. Again, I appreciate you taking the time. And, you know, I love to hear, you know, stories of transformation, because I think that when we hear another person's story and courage, we connect like with ourselves to say, wow, I can do this too. If Rebecca can do it, I can do it. If she can, you know, have that analytical mind and upbringing and really just turn around to look at the more metaphysical and really trust herself and the intuition, then I can do it too. It's inspiring.
Thank you. And that was my goal, Dr. Erica, is if my story could be helpful to someone else, then it was well worth putting it out there. So thank you so much. It was delightful to be your guest today.
Thanks for listening to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. Please visit hemphappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD oil. See you next week.